You're listening to Dark City Radio Live, and this is your host Dawn from the Dark City crew. Tune in at www.darkcityradio.com. You can find us by searching Dark City Radio on Facebook or Twitter.
Hello. None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who believe they are free. History will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period was not the strident clamour of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. That's a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. Welcome to Dawn's Sunday Night Diorama. It's Sunday the 10th of March 2013, and I've got a really exciting guest for you this evening. His name is Jeremy Porter, and he's a keen chemtrail activist and researcher since 10 years or more. Welcome, Jeremy, to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Dawn. Thanks for having me on.
That's great. Good to have you on. Jeremy, first of all, I'd like to ask you a little bit about yourself, and because I'm really interested in your background and how that led to you getting involved in particular with the research of chemtrails.
Go ahead. Oh, you want me to start where I got into it?
Yeah, how you got into your, if you can tell me a bit about your background, just a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in the whole research, what was it that, woke you up, but like kind of made you come to a realization, yeah, I want to know more about this, you know?
Well, one of my friends suggested watching a movie called Aerosol Crimes by Clifford Carnicombe, and I watched it with him, and it had a lot of good evidence and facts about chemtrails in it that really woke me up to it, and I still wasn't fully awake until about a day or two later when I actually saw a chemtrail in the sky for the first time. I mean, I had seen them before, but I'd never actually seen them and knew what they were. And once I saw, you know, the chemtrail for the first time, I just started digging deeper and deeper and deeper into the chemtrail conspiracy. And chemtrail is a unique conspiracy because it's the only conspiracy you can actually see with your own eyes. And about less than 10% of the population knows about chemtrails. And, you know, it's an awful truth. It's an ugly truth, but it is the truth.
Absolutely. What exactly are chemtrails? Could you give us an explanation, please?
Well, in my opinion, chemtrails are a biological weapon being used by the governments around the world to dumb everybody down and to make everybody sick. Now, a lot of chemtrail people will argue this and debate it, what they're being used for. Some people think it's for global warming purposes and to, you know, save us all from a meteorite or whatever. But I think it's a much darker, gruesome truth that they're actually poisoning everybody with chemtrails. And, you know, there's a lot of disinformation out there about chemtrails just being contrails, them being frozen crystals in the air. You know, there's all kinds of different theories, but the fact is that they're real. And that's why I made my chemtrail album, so that I could wake people up from their, what I call a chemtrail coma, because a lot of people don't believe it. They're in denial about it.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'll let you carry on first.
Okay. Yeah, like I was saying, a lot of people are in chemtrail coma and they don't want to believe it, or they're in denial, or they've been totally brainwashed by the government and TV and cartoons and whatnot. But I can definitely tell you that they're real. And I challenge anybody out there that doesn't think they're real to look through my album. It's about 1,000 pictures of chemtrails taken from around the world. And once you look at that, there will be no refuting whether they exist or not.
So can you explain to us, or for those who are not really that, there's not really research into what chemtrails are, and don't really have a background, can you tell us the difference between contrails and chemtrails, basically?
Well, sure. A contrail is just a natural occurrence from when a jet's flying over and the engine, you know, is going so fast and so hot that it spits out water vapor. And that's what will give you that little clear trail behind a plane. Now, a real chemtrail is one that doesn't disappear after a couple seconds. It actually lingers in the air, turns into a haze, and eventually blankets the whole sky. Now, as far as my research goes, I could tell that what is in the chemtrails is metal salts, barium, aluminum, and other biological hazardous materials. So, I mean, that's the difference between contrails and chemtrails, as far as I know. I mean, contrails are just natural occurrences, and chemtrails are absolutely the opposite. It's basically poison being dropped in the air on top of all of us, into our air supply.
It has all sorts of consequences, doesn't it?
It has all kinds of health consequences.
Yeah. So could you talk a bit about what consequences you're aware of?
Well, I know just from the research that I've done that breathing is the number one cause of death in America. And you can look that fact up. It's all over the internet. Seen it on the news myself. And, you know, when breathing becomes the number one cause of death, we have to ask ourselves why. Why is everybody dying from lung cancer and lung-related issues? Even in children, that statistic is true. And it's also doubled the number of kidney stones in adults and children in the past 10 years. I think that's related as well. The number of cancer patients and leukemia, I think it's all tied in. I think that they use a weaponized flu strain in the chemtrails, and they get everybody sick and weaken their immune systems with it. I mean, it's a lot to take in, and like I said, it's an awful truth, but if you had to ask me, I would say that's the truth.
I read something about, like, the patterns with the... That's quite a lot of, actually, to go back to what you just said there about the... it's causing a lot of lung problems in people and cancers and whatnot. So a lot of implications, but also affecting the soil, isn't it, as well? The food.
Yeah, the soil, the water, the snow. I mean, animals, pretty much everything. It's the only way for the government to absolutely poison everybody's air supply. You know?
I've just got a question from the chat, actually. How are chemtrails dispensed? This is Balthasar asking, how are chemtrails dispensed, single aircraft or all aircraft?
Right. There's a lot of argument to that question, but I think that it's government military planes and other planes that have been converted that used to be you know, passenger jets or whatnot, and they've been converted into chemtrail spraying planes. There's some pictures on my Facebook and my Twitter of planes with nozzles coming off of the wings, and nozzles coming off of the fuselage and other places. And that's where I believe that they spray them. You know, they just stick the sprayers on the wings and fill up the planes with the chemicals.
I just had to unmute there. Right, do jet engines normally spit out contrails, or does the conditions,
yes,
climate, or temperatures have to be just right when flying?
No, that's a myth that it has to be perfect temperature, and all planes do create contrails when they fly, but they're easily recognizable. A chemtrail is a very spiny, thick cloud that separates and turns into a haze. A regular contrail you only see for 5 seconds. You can count down backwards, say 1-1000, 2-1000. You know, you get to 5 and that contrail will be gone. And there's no temperature that would make the chemtrail hang in the air. That's just a myth. That's what disinformation people want to tell you. You know, it's total, if you look at the science of it, it's all wrong. You know, that there's actually something that they're putting in the air. You can see it with your own eyes. I see it every day when I walk outside.
Yeah, there's a clear difference.
Absolutely, and if you look at my chemtrail album, you can see it. I mean, there will be absolutely no denial once you look through my whole chemtrail album. You will be awakened forever. You might not want to do that. You might want to keep going with your head in the sand and deny the truth to yourself. But I'd rather personally know the truth, no matter how awful it is.
There's a couple of other questions from the chat. Arnie J is asking, if the chemtrails are poison, would they be poisoning themselves?
That's a good question. And you would think that the people in charge either don't do it where they're at, or they have some type of cure, or they take some type of supplement that makes them not affected. I myself do take supplements for heavy metals to get them out of my system. And, you know, I would want everybody else to try to take them that believes in them too.
So, what kind of supplements do you take?
Sure, I take flaxseed oil, which is probably the best of all. It's the best thing that grabs the metals in your system and pulls them out through your hair follicles and sweat. And then there's krill or krill oil and colloidal silver. I usually take on a regular basis, and lots of vitamin C, which is an immune system booster. Now, chemtrails are known to tear at your immune system, and that's what makes flu tear through populations like wildfire. It's because everybody's immune system is weakened. And I also think that the aluminum and the barium that they put in the chemtrails also makes everybody stupid. It makes everybody a little bit dumber. It dumbs everybody down. Makes them not want to be docile, in a way, I guess you would say.
I was just going to quickly respond to the question, can we get the photograph album link? What I'm going to do is I'll post it in the chat after this show, and I'll also post the link on the video description when it's uploaded onto my channel, Dark City Dawn on YouTube, and also the Dark City Radio YouTube as well. It'll be in the group, it'll be in the on the page, Facebook page for Dark City Radio as well, so it'll be all over the place. So for anybody that's wanting to look at this album,
you could give them my
easily, it'll be easily accessible for you. Okay, and I'm going to post all the links again under the video description that are relevant to tonight's show.
Yeah, I was so going to say, you could give them my Twitter and Facebook address if you want.
Yes, I was actually going to add them into the video description. So I've got the links handy as well for, but we'll talk about that later. At the moment, I've got a couple other questions. Actually, I'm getting bombarded, to be honest, from the chat with questions for you. So
that's
yeah,
fine.
There is a lot of interest at the moment, which is really good. Balthazar is asking, why can't we photograph the spraying planes and find where they are taking off from?
Well, me and you were talking about that earlier, and we know that there's an airfield called Evergreen, or Operation Evergreen, and that's where we think that they might, a lot of them might be coming from.
Yeah, it's the Pinellas Park, isn't it, in Arizona?
Yes. And there's a lot of research and a lot of information on that on the web, on YouTube and Google and stuff.
Have they not also got Black Hawk helicopters flying over them?
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos as well on YouTube with people that have been to this Pinellas Park taking photographs of all the planes, and these planes are supposed to be, I believe, getting modified so that they can spray the chemtrails.
Yes, you can see the sprayers being added to the wings and the big tanks that they put inside. And I had one guy try to argue with me that, you know, how can a plane carry all that? And it's very easily for a plane to carry that much chemicals. I mean, look at the Blue Angels that do their air shows. They carry all kinds of chemicals on their planes, different colors and stuff. And their jets are not even that big.
Did they fly from Arizona to the UK? I don't know. I really don't know how we could answer that question, to be honest.
No, and I'd like to say that it's not just in Arizona. It's absolutely in every country in the world that this is going on. And if you look at my album, you'll see pictures from all over the world. It's not just California. It's not just the UK. It's every place, everywhere. I've heard in Antarctica and the North Pole that they are spraying chemtrails. And you know, nobody really knows why. I could never answer that question 100%. But in my opinion, it's a weapon. It's absolutely a part of a bigger eugenics program. Eugenics is experiments of a government on its own people. That's the definition of eugenics, if anybody wanted to know.
So, what do you think the rationale is for doing this?
I think it is to depopulate the world. I think that is the end game, is to take out the old and the weak and the young first, because their immune systems are weaker, especially the old. It would save the government a lot of money to kill a lot of old people, especially, you know, in my country and your countries. And you know, there's a lot of people out there trying to depopulate the world, you know, through vaccines or chemtrails or fluoridated water or you name it. You know, there's a lot of different eugenics programs going on, but chemtrails is the biggest of all. And like I said, the most unique conspiracy of all, because you can see it with your own eyes. I mean, how is it even a conspiracy if you can see it? And you'll never see it on TV. You'll never see them talking about it on the news. Every meteorologist is trained not to talk about it. There's a lot of camera people, you know, photographers and artists that make movies and whatnot that that put the chemtrails in on purpose, or cartoonists that put the chemtrails in on purpose in kids' movies so that everybody's, you know, dumbed down and brainwashed not to see them. And that's why most people don't know them, is because there's been some kind of campaign going on for some time to brainwash everybody from seeing these things.
Right, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, the disinfo, as you mentioned, there's a lot going on in, as regards that. For example, they're not just poisoning the air, they seem to be poisoning our water with the fluoride. And then there's like the GMO, so they're poisoning the food supply as well.
Right, Monsanto.
And even it could be argued that they're poisoning our mind through TV and mainstream media and news, and trying to dumb us down, and all the subliminal advertisements you see in television, and the music industry as well. So it's kind of widespread.
Yeah, very.
This whole poisoning. Right.
I know the UK just recently banned fluoride in the water, didn't they? I thought I read something about that.
Well, certain areas, I believe, it's banned, but I think that they're still obviously putting something similar in. But you've already covered, I was going to ask you about the heavy metal detox, because I did come across like a link, which I'll put in the video, for this heavy metal detox recipe. I'm going to put that in the video link as well. I actually just threw it in the chat just now as well. But I believe you've been involved in, as regards like working towards solution, but I believe you've been involved in activism in the past.
Yes, I have. I've been to a couple rallies and started a couple anti-chemtrail events. But, you know, I thought to myself, this isn't doing enough. I'm not reaching enough people. So I thought I would, you know, I would use their own tricks on them by taking pictures of the chemtrails and then putting them all in an album. Because like the old saying says, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words or whatever. And it really is. If you just get somebody that doesn't believe in chemtrails and sit them down and you say, hey, look through this album, and then they'll really snap out of it. They'll come out of their chemtrail coma. And I figured out that I could do this because I tested it out on a couple of my friends that didn't believe. They would be like, yeah, right, those are just clouds, you know, and give me the old knee-jerk reaction, you know. And don't get me wrong, I'm a proud American, you know. I love my country, and I'm not anti-American at all. But I mean, there is elements in our government and organizations that rule over our government that are trying to kill us and everybody else, everybody listening. So that's the main reason I made the Chemtrail album, so I could reach as many people as I could and wake as many people as I can up.
You've been also talking to me before that you were maybe going to do a documentary,
right,
about Chemtrail.
Actually, I was approached by a screenwriter that's making a movie that's in the works right now about chemtrails. And it's not just a little movie, it's a big Hollywood blockbuster movie. And they just wanted me to help them as an advisor. They had me, you know, look over the script and put my two cents in, you could say. But as far as chemtrail documentaries go, you know, there's already a lot of them out there. But that might be something in the future that I might think about doing. But first, I want to try to get my album published and add to it, maybe start on another one as well.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Now, Soul to Soul 77 is asking, is there any evidence that they're spraying in Africa or China? I don't know if you mind about that.
Absolutely. Every country in the world, they're spraying. I mean, just in my album alone, I think I covered almost every country. Most every place. A lot of my friends and followers on Facebook are from around the world and speak different languages. And, you know, anytime they're out there, take a quick picture with their phone or with their camera, they send it to me and post it on my page, and I throw it in the album. That's how we know that they're doing it on a global scale. And that's why, you know, I think it's a world organization or a world government that's actually behind this.
You mentioned something to me about hologram foes to do with chemtrails.
Right. That's where chemtrails starts to get really weird. In the, you know, 10 years or so of research that I've been doing, I started to come across chemtrail planes that either are holograms or they have some kind of cloaking device that makes them invisible. Now, I have heard that the government does have some kind of cloaking device for airplanes that's top secret that nobody really knows about. But one of the two things is happening, that either the planes are holograms or that they do have some cloaking device. I have a lot of evidence of it in video and photography shots of the planes and doing strange things. Or some people even believe it might even have an extraterrestrial connection to it, that they're actually trying to hide something in the sky, you know, with the chemtrails and the fake planes and stuff like that. But I lean more towards the theory that it's a biological weapon.
Oh, Jamie in the chat's asking, who has tested these white trails?
Well, like I said, the first movie I ever saw, called Aerosol Crimes by Clifford Carnacombe, he has tested them back in 2005. And he found everything from aluminum and barium all the way to human blood cells inside of the chemtrails.
This is actually quite a good question. Another one from Soul to Soul 77, asking how do you ascertain what materials are in the chemtrails, and is there any easy setup technique to test the contents of the trails?
Sure, any HEPA filter. In the movie What in the World Are They Spraying, they tried that. A couple of amateurs tried that with a HEPA filter, and their aluminum and barium levels were off the charts. They also did tests on Mount Shasta here in California on the snowpack, and it was covered in aluminum. And aluminum in the human body is a very, very harmful element. It can actually be cancer-causing. It can make you stupid. And it can be just have a whole plethora.
It's neurotoxin, isn't it?
It's dangerous. And when you mix barium and aluminum together, it's even more devastating than just the aluminum by itself.
Balthazar is asking, why are there no scientists anywhere who are looking at the contents of the trails?
There is scientists, and some of them might have been killed already, or some of them might be afraid to speak out. But in particular, Clifford Carnacombe would be the godfather of that department. And the guys that made What in the World Are They Spraying, or Why in the World Are They Spraying, those guys are the big pioneers on the front lines of that fight. I do differ with them on the geoengineering part of it. Like I said, some people think it's, you know, geoengineering. They're trying to cool the planet. But I think it's much more sinister than that.
Yeah, is there more Galens in chemtrails, as Balthazar is asking?
Is there what? Could you repeat the question?
More Galens.
Galens? What?
More Galens.
I still didn't hear you.
More Galens?
The disease? More Galens?
More Galens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of people where I live that think that they might be infected with that. And I'm not sure if it's actually more Jellins. I tend to think it's the disease MRSA. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's this staph infection that everybody's getting, causing sores and with strange fibers to grow out of them. And it's even contagious to family pets like cats and dogs. And I think that might be a side effect from the chemtrails. And the cases on that are growing and growing and growing. And the Environmental Protection Agency even has its own unit just to investigate MRSA.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if you have anything. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add to that before we open the lines to callers?
Right. I wanted to talk about night spraying. And that's another thing that throws the global warming thing out the window, is because they do this at night as well. It's not just in the daytime, and all the global warming people will tell you they're just trying to save the planet, Well, then you can simply ask them, why are they spraying at night? I've seen it with my own eyes. I've got several pictures in the album of them doing it at night, and that makes it even more obvious to me that they're not doing it because of global warming. And a lot of people ask me, a lot of people want to know who's behind chemtrails, and I don't know if you want to touch on that or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you want to take that question? In my opinion, the two organizations that are behind chemtrails the most are the Council on Foreign Relations and the Federal Reserve. And anybody that's a member or related to these two organizations, you know, the ties go deep with the Bilderbergs, the Bohemian Club, the UN, so on and so on and so forth.
But it all connects in with the Georgia Guidestones as well, to the depopulation agenda. They're wanting to get the population right down.
Right, the Freemasons, the Skull and Bone Society, you know, but the real head of the snake is the Council on Foreign Relations. And right now in office, half of the president's cabinet is members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And that's really scary.
Right, yeah. You've made a lot of interesting points tonight. And I think really it's time to open up the lines to the callers.
Sure.
To see, so whoever is out there, we'll need to throw the numbers out in the chat room again. Bob, Paul, are you there?
I am here, Dawn, yes. I've got we've got a call coming in as well, Luke. I've got a question. I put it in. There was a few questions in the chat room regarding how they do it and where they get the chemicals. And to me, I mean, I've seen these things, and you can't deny it. There's something not right. Fuel. Could they just be putting it in the fuel?
That's a great question, and I do believe that they do have that technology now. I don't think that they used to, but I did talk to Don about that earlier, that I think that they might be mixing it into every commercial flight now. They might actually have a way to put the aluminum in the fuel, and that's why you see it a lot more rampantly than you used to.
And it's getting away from the blue skies, or the blue. If you see a blue sky, it's quite healthy, but now the skies are covered in crisscross patterns with all these chemtrails and blocking out the sun as well.
Yeah, and
part of it, that they're trying to block the sun.
Yeah, that's a big indicator, too, is the whiteness of the sky. I mean, if you go look at a picture from 10, 20 years ago of the sky and look of one today, our sky is almost a milky white. They have completely transformed our atmosphere into something that it never was before. It's totally alien at this point. Nobody knows exactly why they're doing it, but like I said, I think it's cruel intentions.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
I don't think they really think the way that we do. From there, I think we might have another question coming in.
Okay.
Nope, it's not. I don't think they really have the same kind of mindset as what we do. From their agenda, obviously, it's not really. They don't seem to have the same conscience. They seem to be able to switch off that part.
Right, and another thing I wanted to talk about on my talking points that I just saw here is the flight paths. Now, you know, a lot of people that don't believe in chemtrails, all you have to do is look at the flight paths, the crisscross, tic-tac-toe, back and forth, over and over flight paths. And you have to ask yourself, why are those planes flying back and forth and making grids and lines in the air? You know, that's another big indicator that it's the same plane or multiple planes covering an area. And why are they covering that particular area? And in my album, I have lots and lots of good examples of the crisscross patterns and whatnot.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Have you got a question for us? For Jeremy?
No, I had an idea. Maybe they're making a grid. You said it's metal. Yeah?
Correct.
You know, same, look at the pyramids and all them things, yeah? Well, I believe the pyramids are there to change the grid that's over Earth, the energy grid. So maybe It's like wiring up the grid by using, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either way, I don't think it can be that bad because there's no one really like out there that's going, right, I've got an idea, we just got to kill loads of people off. They're going, I've got an idea that could make things better, either for themselves or them, the people around them.
Well, there's already been documented cases of the government, of at least my government, doing experiments on its people in San Francisco in the 70s. And just recently in, I think, Ecuador and some other third world countries, we apologized to those countries for purposely infecting them with diseases such as gonorrhea and et cetera. And you can look that up on Google. That's a proven fact. So if you think that there's nobody out there trying to harm you, there is. Don't believe that.
Nah. I honestly believe if you think that that is happening, then that is going to happen. But if you believe that everyone out in the world is actually trying to help you, very quickly your world starts to change.
I think
Bob's backyard wants to speak now.
Yeah, I don't know, it might just be me, but I think people may overcomplicate things. I don't know how much it is now to illegally dump, you know, what the fines are for, it's an astronomical amount for doing it. And it really wouldn't surprise me if they're just getting rid of toxic waste. I think they could be that narrow-minded. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. Like you say, we can live in areas which we know it ain't going on. I don't think they'd realise that once you start to pollute the actual air source, as you mentioned before, you know, people are dying of breathing. Environment. You expect this kind of thing perhaps in the centre of Australia or something, where many people do actually die of the environment.
You might be onto something there. I mean it's definitely a toxic element, you know, and I think it does cost more money for them to do it than it would be for them to, you know, bury it underground. But at the same time, whatever it is that they are spraying is toxic. I'd have to agree with you there.
I don't think they'd get away with it on the ground, like I say. I don't know. Like I say, it just comes to me. It wouldn't surprise me, right. You know, if they just, where can we get rid of this? Put it in the fuel. You know?
Yeah, I know we do that in New York. In New York, we dump tons of garbage in the ocean, you know, and that's a big no-no in my case, but... You know, if there's any environmentalists out there and you're worried about, you know, recycling a couple bottles, I mean, this is your issue. I mean, they're absolutely destroying the whole planet. Just the island of Hawaii has seen devastating results from chemtrails. In the movie What in the World Are They Spraying, you can see a lot of that, the trees falling apart and little kids with high aluminum levels. I mean, I know that Japan is the only country that's actually came out against chemtrails. There was an article in the New York Times a while back about them complaining to the United Nations for them to stop, but nothing ever became of it, as far as I know.
So are the lines open for callers? Has anybody else got any questions they want to ask Jeremy at the moment?
I've actually, it's not a question, Dawn, but I have got a little bit of a theory about chemtrails, which came to me late last year. Remember all those films we saw when we were kids, Brave New World and Logan's Run, and, you know, these films featuring domed cities from which people, you know, had to escape and stuff. And I know it might be a bit out there, but, you know, they're poisoning the skies, and it's very obvious that they're poisoning the skies. We only have to look up. And as somebody mentioned in the chat earlier, well, they're poisoning their own skies as well, so that doesn't make a lot of sense. Unless, of course,
that's a good point.
Unless, of course, they're planning on building domed cities of
which does tie directly in with Agenda 21. And the point of Agenda 21 is to get everybody out of nature and into big mega cities. So that would make a lot of sense.
And yeah, I would have predictive programming children as well with these films and what not predictive programming actually. I mean, Brave New World or this Huxley is it's quite a realistic interpretation of the future that we're facing unless we change direction now. So yeah, that's just my little theory that they have the technology to build dome cities. they do have that technology. I'm trying to remember the guy's name, babe. Buckminster Fuller.
Buckminster Fuller.
That's the guy. He's built these geodesic domes. So it is doable. And yeah, it's just a theory that I'm kicking around.
And the argument that the elite are spraying themselves, like I said before, I think they know how to cure themselves, and or they don't go outside as much as a normal person does. I myself don't go outside a whole lot, and sometimes when I do wear a mask.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can feel it in your throat and on your chest when there's heavy spraying going on. I know I get awfully nasal when they're doing a lot of spraying.
Absolutely. Yeah. So do my children. So do my friends. You know, I see it every day.
Yeah.
It's also possible, since they're obviously in control of who's flying the planes, where they're flying the planes, they're not necessarily going to be living in the areas that are getting sprayed.
Right. You know, nobody knows where and why and when. That's a question that I just couldn't answer. I mean, I know for myself, my perspective in California is that they do it here almost every day, except for a short period of time in the summer. They stop for about a month. And like I was talking to you about earlier, I think that might coincide with the Bohemian Grove meeting in the Bay Area.
Saddam just joining us. I think he might have something to say as well. Is he on yet? Nope. Paul, did you have something?
I'm not too sure whether Saddam was just joining us for the audio or not, whether he had a question.
I've got a question for Jeremy.
Okay, go for it.
Yes. Jeremy, have you heard of Jane Burgermeister?
No, I don't think I have.
No? Okay. Well, I saw an interview with her not too long ago. And, she was claiming, for some odd reason, that Russia don't have any chemtrails.
No, that's a lie. They do.
Okay, that was basically it. Thanks.
Yeah, I just got some photos from one of my followers in Russia just the other day. They're right on my chemtrail Facebook if you want to go take a look at them. And speaking of that, could we bring up my Twitter address and Facebook address before we get off here, Dawn?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is, once we are finished, I'm going to compose all the links. I'll throw them in the chat box. I'll throw them on the Facebook group. I'll throw them on the Facebook page and the YouTube. So they're going to be everywhere. They're even going to be on Twitter, Dark City Radio, YouTube, Dark City Radio, Twitter, Facebook. Just Google it, and you will find all the links, all Jeremy's links, to contact Jeremy, and to see his album, and links related to chemtrails and things we've covered tonight as well, for people who want to do any further research after the show.
And if you want to see my album or the pics that I do, or just join my group, please do on Twitter or Facebook.
And thank you, Jeremy. Has anybody else got any questions? Is anybody calling in at the moment? If you want to call in, please call in. I'm going to throw the numbers in the chat room again. I don't know if anybody's done that recently, but I'll do it right now. And I'm going to read them out to people listening. You can either add Bob's Backyard on Skype, or you can call 0161-298-0298.
I'm seeing some questions on here about HAARP. Should we touch on HAARP, Dawn?
We could do. Could you tell us a bit about what HAARP is?
What's that?
Could you tell us a bit about what HAARP is exactly?
Sure. HAARP is a government compound way up in Alaska, out in the middle of nowhere. And it has something to do with some kind of weather control modification, government secret project. A lot of people think that chemtrails and HAARP are connected, and they might be. I don't know for sure that they're not, but some people think that they can actually create earthquakes and hurricanes and actually, you know, attack other countries with natural disasters with this machine, HAARP. And all the research that I've done on it, it sounds like it is possible that we do have that kind of technology here in America. And as far as the link between chemtrails and HAARP, it might have some kind of, you know, they might have some kind of anti-meteor weapon or something to do with that. But other than that, I'm not sure that the two are linked.
Is chemtrail barium contained in secret status 450 fuel additive?
I think it is. I believe it is.
I just noticed that question in the chat.
Hello, I got a chemtrail leaflet here, and on it it says, chemtrails are not contrails. On a daily basis, we are seeing jets disperse cloud-making chemicals, silver iodide in particular, into the atmosphere at high altitudes. And for the purpose of creating clouds, increasing precipitation. And I looked online, and it says silver iodine is one of the main chemicals for cloud busting.
Yeah, it might be. I'm not sure how they cloud seed. I do know that they do cloud seed. I was researching that earlier, and the government does admit that they do modify the weather in certain areas at certain times. As far as the silver iodine goes, I'm not too sure on that. The silver I was talking about to detoxify yourself is colloidal silver, not silver iodine, if that was your question.
No, silver iodine is what they put up in with the aluminium and everything else.
Right, yeah, I'm not too sure on that subject.
It's a non-organic compound that they're making. I think it's something to do with the aluminium as well, isn't it?
Right, they're probably putting all kinds of chemicals inside of the chemtrails, as far as I know. The only two I know for sure is aluminum and barium.
So what chemtrail legislation are you aware of? Has it been passed, or is it illegal supposed to be to spray? I heard that it was illegal.
According to the 2005 documentary Aerosol Spraying, the government does have permission. There was a bill passed a long time ago without a whole lot of people's knowledge that gave them the right to conduct experiments on its own people. Now, that was 2005, and I know there are some laws going up now in Agenda 21 and all that. But as far as I know, the government does, at least the American government, does have permission to do this, as well as I'm sure the UK does as well. Maybe Australia, too. I know Australia gets hit pretty heavy with chemtrails.
Yeah. I'm quite disappointed that nobody's called in yet. Can we put the numbers out for people, please?
Yeah, the numbers are, I think they have been going out there. They are in the chat room. If you are outside the UK and you want to call in, the number, you need the prefix, the international dialing code, which is 0044 161 298 0298. And if you're inside the UK, you don't need all them first bit. You just need to put 0161 298 0298. If you've got Skype, then just add Bob's Backyard. And when you do that, it'll come up Bob's Backyard Dark City Radio to make it even easier for you to find it. So, just message me, get me in the show, and we'll pull you in as quickly.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to anybody, or if there's anybody out there that doesn't believe in chemtrails, I could give you a real quick argument. And I challenge anybody out there that doesn't believe to look at my album.
Look,
that's all you have to do. You look at that album one time, and it's going to turn you into a chemtrail believer.
Yeah, you just need to go outside and have a look a couple of times.
That too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But a lot of the times people, for some reason, think that they're clouds, and they have a weird reaction. They're like, those are just clouds, but I can tell you they're not clouds.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you, man. I mean, the amount of you wouldn't get that. How could you get that much water vapor if it was water vapor? I've watched these clouds. I've sat on the allotments and watched them spread out. And literally, they gather together and turn the sky grey. I've watched it happen from early in the morning. You know, you can go out. It's a beautiful blue sky. By midday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, as you say, they've kind of joined up the dots.
Sorry, Pressure, okay. Just 2 seconds, so I'll find out what Boris wants to ask first, and then let you have a go.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Jeremy if, in the day when I see a lot of heavy spraying going on, so in the evening I hear a hum, I checked that there's no planes about. I use flight radar and I've got a scanner, so I listen for the planes and I check there's none about. Could that Humvee be related to HAARP at all?
Absolutely. You know, they have secret weapons that we couldn't even dream of, the government. I have heard this hum before, too, and I also, sometimes when I see the chemtrail planes spraying heavenly, I won't hear anything. I won't hear any jets or planes, and that's really odd to me because I can usually hear, because I live up in the mountains, I can usually hear the planes flying above me or even, you know, breaking the sound barrier or whatnot, and that's another strange occurrence that ties to it. But I have heard this strange hum sometimes in the day, sometimes at night. I have heard that before and could be related. Not positive, though.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, just something I wondered. I just wondered if it was all sort of connected.
It could very well be.
Okay.
I've got soul to soul coming in. I'm just finding...
Soul to soul coming in? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. I think, Jeremy was going to stay for the next hour as well, so if anybody wants to call in with any questions about chemtrails, feel free to call in, because we absolutely welcome your questions for Jeremy. And Soul to Soul is joining us at the moment. I think he has a question. Soul to Soul?
Yeah.
Sorry, Parjana.
I was going to butt in and explain why they put aluminium in there, and also why they put aluminium in vaccines and in quite a lot of other stuff, and encourage you to use aluminium cookware and so on. It causes Alzheimer's, but even worse, it causes ischemic strokes to the tiny little capillaries in your brain. The other thing that aluminium is used for, it's used as a coagulant in sewage treatment. Because it's got a very strong positive charge on it, what it does is it attracts a whole lot of stuff together so that it all clumps and falls down in sediments at the bottom of a sewage tank. Well, actually, it does the same thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more about Hollywood censoring chemtrails and, that they've got, the newscasters, the meteorologists, they've got, disinformation people, geoengineering scientists, and all those people are trying to tell everybody they're not real. But the more people that tell me that something isn't real, the more I don't believe it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Damascus has got a question for you as well, Norm, I think.
Damascus, what's your question for Jeremy?
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. So I've always been under the impression that our trees and plants are supposed to be somewhat filtering our air. Do these chemstreams or chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, affect plants?
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. They touch a lot on that in the movie What in the World Are They Spraying? A lot of the palm trees in Hawaii are dying. I live in California. A lot of our pines and oaks. I know some arborists myself. One of my best friends is an arborist, and he's seeing trees die like on no other scale that he's ever seen before. And that absolutely shouldn't be happening. But by wiping out the plants and the bees and the flowers and everything else, the agenda goes through depopulation. And that's what it always comes back to, is depopulation. And, the people in charge of our government are the people that secretly run our government.
I think that's
thanks
all for now.
Thanks, Damascus. Thanks for the question. And thanks for everybody who's thrown questions in tonight for Jeremy. I think we're going to finish up on this show. However, Jeremy, I believe he's going to hang about with us for the next hour. Is that right,
sure.
Jeremy? Yep. And if anybody wants to call in with any questions about tonight's show, feel free. But the Dark City show will be starting any minute now. So thank you very much, Jeremy, for joining us. And do you have anything, any final words to say before we bring in the server?
Sure, yeah. Like I said before, I want to challenge everybody to the what I call the Chemtrail Challenge. And, look, research it yourself or simply look at my album. And, just one time can turn you into a believer. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, all that good jazz. And, hopefully this stops one day. Hopefully this all isn't in vain. And me, making this website and everything else isn't in vain. Hopefully, the world wakes up and understands that there are powers out there that are trying to kill all of us. And eventually we need to overpower them. So thanks
for
having me.
Thank you, Jeremy. Can you just tell us one last thing? What is your Facebook and your Twitter for people
my
listening?
My Twitter is capital CA Chemtrails, which is kind of a play on words for California Chemtrails or Citizens Against Chemtrails. And my link to Facebook is right there on my Twitter, or you can just simply run in a search on Facebook for Citizens Against Chemtrails, and you should be able to find me.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
Okay, and good evening. Thanks for listening, everybody.